This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
631, this is 1320 WILS, 81 right now. Partly cloudy, let's say. Low 73 tonight. It's going to be warm. Time to crank up the AC. Tomorrow, thunderstorms rolling through again. 83 is the high, low 62. And then partly sunny on Friday, high of 77, which is just about perfect. So if you've been watching the news the last several days, you know that it's all about Donald Trump Jr. and this meeting he had with this Russian attorney. Is this really the end? Is this as big of a deal as we're hearing it being made out to be? Let's ask a man who's been, tracking these stories as they've been popping up. John LeBoutelier is with us, former congressman. He's the host of Revolution, the podcast, which I highly recommend. John, as always, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, it's always great to be on with you. Thank you. So yeah. How are you?
Good, good. Did you watch this interview with Sean Hannity last night?
I've seen everything. I see everything I can get my mitts on.
Yeah, he sounded relatively reasonable. He said, look, she wanted to have a meeting. We sat, we heard what she had to say. There wasn't anything there. And we left the room.
Wait a sec. That's what he said last night, but he lied, and his father's White House lied Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Because the first time they admitted to this, on Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock, when the story broke, they were on Air Force One coming back from Hamburg, when they obviously, it's been reported, they decided to put a statement out, the Trump White House, with the president on the plane as part of this. What are they going to say to the New York Times about this whole thing with his son and the Russians? And the White House says, oh, no big deal. The meeting was about adoptions. That's what the statement on Saturday was, an out-and-out lie.
Well, it was a spin. It was a spin because that was part of the conversation, though, right? Was it not?
Well, we don't know that. Hmm. We don't know what the conversation was. The emails are all about how the meeting came about. Going into the meeting. What happened in the meeting, we don't know. And once we know that they've changed their story Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, why do you trust them suddenly? This comes on Sean Hannity, who hardly asks particularly probing questions. Why do I believe anything he says about what went on in that meeting? I mean, you can believe him if you want.
Yeah.
But the point is, he took a meeting with an agent of the Russian government who was allegedly offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. Now, as tempting as it is to get the dirt, it shows a reach by the Russians into the Trump organization and a willingness by the Trump organization to work with the Russians. And okay. But that is the beginning of this whole issue.
Right.
Is there collusion? Was there cooperation? Was there acceptance of things from Russia, which is illegal, by the way? It's an illegal contribution in kind, and that this thing has opened up the door for a lot of trouble for them.
Okay. From what you've seen so far from the meeting, does that qualify as collusion in your view?
Well, it's close to it. The bigger story came out today that got no coverage is from McClatchy, the D.C. Bureau McClatchy, about that the Justice Department and both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are probing the Trump campaign's digital operation, which was overseen by Jared Kushner, and whether they were working hand-in-hand with the Russians during the campaign. Now, if that's true, that's bigger than this Donald Trump Jr. thing. That this is the targeting of various districts in various states, directed by Kushner's crew in the campaign, but the Russians are carrying out the actions, which are bots, Facebook tweets, emails of false news, anti-Hillary stuff into key voting areas in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, et cetera. And they're investigating this. Now, that is much more serious because it's direct coordination with the Russians and the Trump campaign.
Now, what's your gut feeling on where this is all going, John?
Okay, I'm going to give you my quick gut feeling. During the years, way before he was running for president, Donald Trump, in order to borrow money for his businesses after the bankruptcies in Atlantic City. He couldn't borrow from American banks anymore. So he started borrowing first from Deutsche Bank, which is now under sanction for money laundering, Russian money, by the way. And then he started borrowing from Russian banks. That's legal. That's nothing illegal about it. But he started doing business with Russians. And when you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. When you lie down with Russian dogs, you get up with Russian fleas. And he had these Russian fleas on him from his business career when he started running for president 2 years ago.
What do you mean by Russian fleas? What kinds of fleas are we talking about?
Well, in other words, he had dealings with nefarious, shady Russian people. Trump was selling apartments in Florida and New York to Putin's cronies, oligarchs. Mm-hmm. It's the allegation might be that they laundered money through these real estate deals. That's why Mueller has hired a prosecutor who specializes in money laundering. And when he had these Russian fleas on them, and he now is running for president, those fleas are in perfect position at the behest of Putin to do what Putin, we now know, wanted to do. And it's been reported reputably that Putin didn't just want to hurt Hillary. He wanted to elect Trump. And once he said that a year ago in the Kremlin, and our CIA picked that up and won't reveal how we got it, but I believe it's true, he then puts the word out. And you know how an organization works, Michael. When the boss wants to do something, all the underlings try to carry out the boss's wishes. So his agents, his representatives, lawyers, hackers, all of us went to work to hurt Hillary and help Trump.
Okay, but
and that's the collusion.
Now,
if Trump accepted the help,
right,
asked for the help, coordinated the help, he is in deep doo-doo.
Okay.
Legally and politically, if he did.
But
and that's why
still,
he's acting
all these,
so crazy.
All these months later, though, we still don't have any definitive evidence that there was clear collusion, right? Is that fair to say?
Well, we don't publicly not, but that's why there's an investigation. And the special counsel has been on the case for less than 2 months. So I would think patience is required here. Both ways. If there is no evidence, excuse me, give them time to clear Trump.
Yeah, well,
Trump acts, and Trump's people act like they're guilty.
Well,
they protest, they hide meetings. Where are the meetings with Norwegians or people from New Zealand during the campaign? Why are there no meetings with any of them?
But
they're meeting with Russians all over the place, and they're not telling us about these meetings until it's forced out.
Yeah, but
and then when it's forced out, then, okay, we met with them.
But don't politicians hide things that they think may just not look good, whether it's a problem or not? They just prefer...
They do. That's no excuse. I mean, that's Donald Trump is not supposed to be a politician. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump was supposed to be different. So now we're saying, he's a politician now, so he does the same thing. I thought this guy's supposed to be better than Hillary.
You're saying the Trump campaign at the time should have just said, absolutely not, we don't want to see this information on Hillary, leave us alone?
No, when you get a call or an email from a foreign national, especially Russia, you don't take the meeting. You refer it to the FBI. You say, these people are trying to come in here, and I don't think I ought to meet with them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the Clinton campaign would have done that also if they were presented?
No, I don't. I think Clinton is severely criminal. We've known that. She's bad news, and everybody thought she should have been indicted. Mm-hmm. But we also thought Trump was better than that. Now we've learned in the last 6 months, that last fall during the campaign, both nominees, Hillary and Trump, were both under FBI investigation during the campaign. What does that say about the state of our politics that the two-party nominees were both under FBI investigation?
As a country, though, John, are we better off with our president in place now, the election over, to move past this, move ahead?
No.
What was
we have to get it settled. This thing has to be investigated, and this thing is dragging his presidency down. He can't get anything done. Congress is stymied. It's holding up the whole thing.
But what are we benefiting from?
He's got to get it. If there's nothing to hide, you know what he ought to do? Take all the people in his government, everybody from the campaign, all of them, sit down on a big long table, let the press in, answer every question. If you have nothing to hide, don't hide anything.
Okay. But those that are pushing this story, do you think the general motivation is to just have them thrown out of office? Is that what it's all about?
Well, that's the Democrats. You know, they do. They want to get rid of them. This isn't driven by the Democrats. This is driven by Trump's own lack of openness, by changing their stories. Like Sessions, under oath during this confirmation hearing, I never met with any Russians. And then, boom, a month later, we find out he did meet with Russians, so he's got to amend his statement. Kushner, I didn't meet with any Russians. Then we find out he met with this banker, he met with this person. Why are they hiding these things if nothing nefarious went on?
Well, because they're dealing with a group of people that want to make this the biggest scandal we've ever seen, and so they're...
Well, that's called politics, okay? Yeah. And the way you don't make it a big scandal is open up and act honestly. The Russian thing wasn't a big, it was a nothing. The day Trump was inaugurated, we weren't talking about whether he was colluding with the Russians. This has come on by his own actions, the constant tweeting, the firing of Comey, the revelation that he's pressuring the intelligence community to shut down an investigation of Mike Flynn. Flynn lying to the vice president about what he said to the Russian ambassador. This thing is not the Democrats, even though we don't like them. This is the Republicans can't tell the truth.
So you're
the Trump people. The Trump people, Michael, they lie to each other.
John, tell me this: if it turns out that the Trump campaign was communicating with Russians, where there was some coordination. Should he leave office? And that's it. Okay.
If that is proven, it's a big if. But you asked the hypothetical. If he did it and it is proven, he will not remain as president.
Even though the effect may have been negligible on the actual election.
That's irrelevant. It's like, I tried to shoot a guy, but he didn't die. Do I get off for attempt? You know, it's attempted murder. It's not murder. It's attempted murder.
Yeah. So
it's still a crime. And if they coordinated with the Russians, and by the way, we don't know what effect it had. All the stuff they did,
it's hard to tell. Because the press, the way they're doing it, you can tell they want this to be concluded within days. Is it just a matter of the Mueller investigation? Is that going to be it?
That's going to be it.
Okay, so
the Mueller investigation's the whole enchilada.
So all these press reports, all this excitement, it's not really taking us anywhere. Is that fair to say?
Oh well, I think it is. I mean, I think it tracks along with Mueller. I think the stuff that comes out, and we do believe in a free press digging up things to keep the government honest. I trust completely today. For instance, the Wall Street Journal. Rupert Murdoch owned newspaper, who owns Fox News. They just reported at 5 o'clock this afternoon. They went back and reported on all the contacts that the Russians had starting in 2015 and conversations that Russian agents had about Trump people. Right. That they had worked with in the Trump campaign. Well, 2015.
You know, but the reality is, John, you know, the average American isn't even tracking half of this, these developments.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we're not doing, this is the truth.
Yeah.
They'll catch up once there's something to
once
catch
there's
up
something
on.
There, yep. John Leboutelier, he hosts Revolution, the podcast. If you want to hear a lot more, very comprehensive analysis, that's where you can find him. Revolution, the podcast. Former Congressman John Leboutelier. John, it's always very insightful. I enjoy having you on. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Michael. Talk to you soon.
6:45. Thank you.